Stem cell research can be politically divisive. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert Norden, associate professor in the Graduate School of Biomedical Engineering at the University of New South Wales, says a new process may calm debate.
Blood stem cells are precious because they can be used to save lives by regenerating blood after high doses of chemotherapy to treat aggressive blood cancers. Patients need a closely matched donor, which are in short supply for the therapy to be a success. The discovery of induced pluripotent stem cells in 2006 led to a promising new approach. Pluripotent stem cells grown in the lab are made from the patient's own cells, so that there is no problem with tissue rejection or the ethical issue surrounding the use of IVF embryos. They are called pluripotent because they closely resemble embryonic stem cells that are the starting point for all other cells in our bodies. In theory, induced pluripotent stem cells could provide an unlimited supply of cells for blood regeneration because they are immortalized and can grow in the lab indefinitely. To grow blood stem cells from pluripotent stem cell lines, one must mimic the complex process of embryogenesis in the dish. This is why we designed a special type of microchip that uses microfluidics to mimic the embryonic heart and circulation in the lab. We harvested circulating cells and grew them in culture, showing that they develop into red and white blood cells. Our study showed that pulsatile circulatory flow enhances the formation of blood stem cell precursors from pluripotent stem cells. The next step in our research is to scale up production of blood stem cells and test their transplantation potential in immune-deficient mice that can accept human transplants.
That was Robert Norden of the University of New South Wales. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.